Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Barbie Heck from the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. Barbie, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Good morning, Aiden. Thanks for having me.
And, you know, I think a good place for us to start is, of course, is going to be the bulk of what we're talking about today. But the June luncheon, May's, was spectacular. That was a great luncheon to be at. Lots of community spotlights. You had four in total, two business, two community. That was a packed luncheon for you guys.
It was a good one, yeah.
But this month, things kind of toned back a little bit in terms of business spotlight, not in terms of quality, but you're going to have two spotlights. You got a business spotlight for clean cut roofing and siding and a community spotlight for circuit.
Yes. So we have our guest speaker at the June luncheon is Shani Wilson from the Carbon County Economic Development and Tourism. And we've had Shani before to give us updates about what's happening, and we never quite seem to have enough time to talk about everything. So we gave her a little more time, and we only have two spotlights. Like you said, clean cut roofing and siding are actually a new chamber, platinum chamber member. And then the carbon events and recreation, Courtney Cox is going to join us and talk about what they have going on for the 4th of July celebration.
You know, it's right around the corner. It's crazy to think. It feels like yesterday we were covered in snow. Now we're almost to the fair. We're almost to the 4th of July. It's crazy what's been happening over at Circuit. It's nonstop over there. And like you said, Shani is so good to listen to. She's so knowledgeable on what's going on around here. I really like the lineup for this luncheon. Yeah. Now, of course, as always, you want RSVPs by June 13th. You want to make sure that people get those in so that you can know how much food you're going to need to prepare for this.
Absolutely. That's the biggest deal, is that we just need to let our caterer know a week in advance what our number is. So if you can, please RSVP by June 13th. But we do always pad the number a little bit, so there are extra seats. So if you don't make the June 13th luncheon, please still give me a call. We would love to have you. The number is 435-637-2788. Or you can also register online at our website, carboncountychamber.net.
And that website's so handy. We were talking about before we came on air, not only can you register for luncheons on this website, you can actually join the chamber through this website. I just think that's incredible.
Yeah, it's so, in fact, I think Clean Cut Roofing and Siding, that's how they join the chamber, is online. So you can go online, and thanks to Buskin Production for helping us with that. You can go online and see what the different packages are, the different membership levels, and what they offer.
Now, let's kind of talk a little more behind the scenes stuff, because it was my observation before we came in here that summer really picks up for you guys in terms of new businesses joining the chamber. And I mean, it's starting right around the corner. So if there are businesses out there, because you've had a lot join recently.
Yeah.
If there's businesses out there who want to get involved with the chamber, want to get involved with this organization, what's the best way for them to do that? Should they reach out to you, or should they just go to the website?
Well, either way, whatever's easiest for you, you can call, like I said, call the chamber office, 637-2788, or you can go to our website, carboncountychamber.net, and on the website you can sign up to be a member. But the ribbon cuttings are for any business in Carbon County that's new, and it offers just free publicity for your business. I mean, we would love to have all new businesses join the chamber, but the ribbon cutting is a free service that the chamber offers.
Yeah, you get like three news outlets there. It's great.
Publicity. Yeah, so you guys do with the ribbon cuttings.
I'd highly recommend anyone starting a business here in Carbon County do one of those ribbon cuttings. Now, let's talk from your perspective as executive director. What do you think the biggest benefit is of joining the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, it's the networking opportunities for sure. Like you were saying at the last luncheon, we had 85 people. That's a huge opportunity. That's 85 local business people that you can connect with. So that's a huge opportunity.
Yeah, there's a pretty big bulk of my business card collection that has come from these luncheons. They're a great way to get out, start networking, and really just get involved in the community. And that's what this is all about around here, is getting involved with that community. Because it feels like in these smaller areas, we're so interconnected with each other, and I just love that.
I do, too. I really do, too.
Now, Barbie, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Oh, just if you have any questions about the chamber, I would love to talk to you about it. So please give me a call.
Well, Barbie, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Executive Director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce, Barbie Heck. And we are talking about this month's Carbon County Chamber of Commerce luncheon. That's going to be coming up right around the corner at noon on Thursday, June 19th at Utah State University Eastern. RSVP by June 13th. And you can do that by calling 435-637-2788 or visiting carboncountychamber.net. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.